rising above. No, you are not immune to the effects of indoctrination. The more you climb, the more you discover. Sometimes it is your own false beliefs. Other times, it is more of other people's false beliefs. Schools are not working. They might not have ever worked. They are hurting the students. They are robbing them of their unique greatness. Nobody is being taught. What children and students learn, they learn out of their own brilliance. They learn by standing up against what the schools are trying to process them into. You are not supposed to go to work tired. You are not allowed to live overworked. Unless an alarm clock awakens you to lovely and foolish things, you are not supposed to own one. You deserve a beautiful life. Your life should be beautiful to you and beautiful to others who may glance at it. It is not supposed to be making you tired. It is supposed to make you brilliant. Your life is supposed to be shaping you into an inspiration, one that is worthy for others to follow. You are not allowed to sacrifice yourself for others. Your life is equally as sacred as all other life. I know what you are thinking, but what I am telling you is that what you are thinking is a false belief. You may die in battle, but you may not die in sacrifice. You are not supposed to listen when people tell you to do something. You are supposed to choose your own path. Those people are not just strangers, managers, bosses, but they are also your family, your parents, your siblings. If your dad wants you to become a lawyer, tell him to go get a second job and become one himself. You become who you want to be, because your life is your own, and it is sacred. And when your parents tell you to become someone they want you to be, they are simply forgetting how sacred and how precious your life is. If you want to be a ballerina, go get a tutu. And if you just want to retire at the age of 16 and become a beach bum and a museum aficionado, I highly recommend Bill Bryson audiobooks. Bring him along. Because being called to this path in life will have you become a philosopher, a poet, a writer, a critic, a business person, and a great thinker, and goodness knows that tigers need you. And you may know this one already, but money is completely broken. Before you get a job, before you start putting savings aside, you need to see how money is working. You have to consider how many people are living paycheck to paycheck. You have to consider concepts like civil forfeiture and paid medical care and even paid education, which encompasses unforgivable, by bankruptcy, student loan debt. And that is just the first part of it. Because as a human being, you have to frame it in the context of the entire humanity. You have to ask yourself, what will it be like to be a well-to-do dentist, pulling teeth of your poverty-stricken patients, which is to say, all of them, where you could try to save some of their teeth if they had hopes of being able to afford the procedures that they really need. Ask yourself, what will it be like to become a police officer in a precinct where hurting the people you are supposed to protect is tolerated, if not encouraged? And hurting may include striking their head, which is likely to cause permanent damage. And you will be encouraged to stretch testimony and force people to perjure themselves. And probably as a matter of training and routine.
Do you know what you did wrong?
What will it be like to be an attorney or judge or a persecutor during mass incarceration, punishing people already punished by poverty? What will you do when the Human Rights Day comes around? And you realize that you simply can't help but to be part of the problem. Also, consider the alternative to career. A combination of the Appalachian and Pacific Crest Trails, combined with a countless number of small companies that one by one will teach you how to succeed. And perhaps even give employment to your family as well. Today, humanity still lacks the intelligence and will to repair the money problem. That is part of the reason why you just can't get a job to make your parents happy. Money is not meant to hold humanity back. It is supposed to help us grow. The longer we wait to repair this invisible problem, the more needless suffering our noble and brilliant sisters and brothers will undergo. The universe bows to you. All the future generations bow to you. And with love and understanding, and in gratitude. Even if all you do is think about it and notice it, perhaps hope to fix all these problems. The moment that you do something that will touch and help humanity of the future, they will all come to visit you in their thoughts and in great appreciation. The changes that are needed require billions of great minds working together across multiple generations. I believe that you are one of those minds. Become a great being. Greta Thunberg, Michelle Alexander, Sir Ken Robinson, Astra Taylor, Jill Tarter, Brené Brown, Richard Dawkins, Ayaan Hirsi Ali, Lord Martin Rees, Lawrence Krauss, Daniel Dennett, Sam Harris, Christopher Hitchens, Bill Bryson, P.Z. Myers, Alex Filipienko, Seth Shostak, Sean Carroll, Jared Diamond, Howard Zinn, and Noam Chomsky.